to hey pchusa mishaychet nachutz amal bachutz. Kiyas asvar is that loyte pchusa mishaychet nachutz amal bachutz. If someone takes the korban and makes the shchita bachutz, that bechal of the shchita psula still is chayiv, and then if he burns it outside, he's chayiv. Serious, even though the shchita was psula balayla, if you burn it outside, you're chayiv. Now the Gemara says Moser Rav Chiya Bar Rav, and he has the question. Says Aloch Rav Gemara later, Hashoychet Oif Befnim. If you have an oif that's a korban, an oila soif or a chatas soif, then instead of making a malika, you make a shchita befnim. And then Omala Bachut, if somebody burns it outside the Beis Hamikdash, potter. The nice is potter, it's not called halos chutz. What's going to be the why? Because outside, because since you made a shchita inside, that's nothing. You have to be a malika, not a shchita. But what's the halacha? Shochet Bachut, let's say you took this oif outside, and then you made a shchita Bachutz, Umala Bachutz, and then you burnt it outside, halacha is chayiv. So the question is, Neymar, what don't I say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, like, when you shech the bird outside and you burn it outside, yichayiv. So if you made a shchita b'fnim, why is it worse? So most of course says tiyufta, chutzah tiyuftan to Rav Yechanan. Here you see, no, even though you do something inside, it's a psul, that's worse than if you do it outside. And he boy same, another parent says, no, here it's different. Shchita soif b'fnim mikta kotla. Could be here it's much worse. If you make a shchita on a knife b'fnim, since b'fnim, the din of an oif, of a korban, is only a malika, so a shchita is nothing. Inside the Beis Hamikdash, a shchita, just like you shot it, like you cut it in half, it's not called a shchita at all. So therefore, if you burn it outside, that's why you put it. Ma'ashekin, if you take the bird outside, and you make a shchita outside, even though it's a knife korban, but the knife the bachutz, what do you usually do outside? You make a shchita. So a shchita outside means something, therefore if you burn it afterwards, you'll be chai, it's called halos chutz. But if you make a shchita b'fnim, inside the Beis Hamikdash, there the shchita means nothing. That's called a mikla kotlo. Therefore even Rav Yochanan would be asking, after you shecht it inside, if you take the meat of it and burn it outside, it could be, you'll still be potter. So it could be a stira, a kashrim on Rav Yochanan. Alright, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Daf Pei Hei Amar Aleph. We're on four lines down from the top. The Mara says, Oma Ula, Ula says like this, that a Murei Kotshim Kalim, Shehelen Lifnei Zerikas Domen, Lo Yerdu, that if you have the Emurim, that's the fast, the part of a Kotshim Kalim, the part of a Korban Shlomim, that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, even though the Locher is, you're not supposed to burn it before you make the Zerikas Adam, the Zrikas Adam of the Kotchim Kalim, that's what, like Mavayir, puts it to be Kotchi Hashem, to give it its din to be on the Mizbeach. Still, Ula says, even before the Zrikas Adam, if by mistake or on purpose the Kohen puts a Murim on top of the Mizbeach, the din is Lo Yerdu, you'll have to burn it, you'll have to leave it there. And the reason is, Nasu Lach Misham Mizbeach. It becomes like the Lechem, the bread of the Mizbeach. In other words, the Alochom of Mizbeach Mekadish applies to this also. Omer Abzer says, Afana Namatnina, bring your proof to Ula. We also learned like Ula. Learned in our Mishnah, Shenish Pardomo, if you have a korban, that before you made this Zrikas Adam, the blood was spilled on the floor, or else Vishiyotza Domachus the Kloyim. There was a Psul Yaitse on the dam. They took the dam outside the Kloyim. So it comes out as a Psul on the dam, meaning they did not make this Zrika yet. And so it says, Imolu lo yerdu, which means that the Emurim, if it's put on top of the Mizbeach, still it's lo yerdu. So if so, Rav Zera makes the Kabbalah. Uma hosam, madach over there in our Mishnah. The imbo lizrak, ein lo lizrak, where the dam was nishpach, but the dam has a psul yetze. Even if you would want to make a zrika, you cannot make a kosher zrika, because there's a psul already in the dam. Still, our Mishnah says, if the Emurim goes on top of the Mizbeach, we leave it there. There's a loch of a Mizbeach Mekadish. It's a hocha of here in Ula's case, where Bol Lizroik Zarek. If you want to, you could make a Zrika on the Shlomim. We're only saying that before you made the Zrika, they put the Emurim on top of the Mizbeach. But really, if you want to, you could still make a Zrika. See, isn't it a Svar on the Koshkin? Isn't it a Svar for sure? That it should be a din of Im Olu Le Yerdu. So who does write to our Mishnah from our Mishnah to Ula? Smor says no, could be there's no proof. I'll tell you, Tirgumah, you could learn and be Metargum. Our Mishnah is talking about Kodshei Kedoshim. Our Mishnah maybe is only talking about Kodshei Kedoshim. Kodshei Kedoshim is different. Why Kodshei Kedoshim? As soon as you make a Shechita, the Pshat is the Kedusha Saguf. On Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kedusha Saguf right away, Chal, even before Zerika. Therefore, the Din is Imol Lo Yerdu. But it could be by Kodshei Kalim, since it's not Chal Kodshei Hashem, but the left of the Zerika Saddam, because the Ikra of Kodshei Kalim is for the owner to eat it, like a Shlomim, the Ikra is to eat the meat. It's only after you make the Zerika Saddam that it's Mavuri the Chelek of the Imurim, which then the first get a Kedusha Saguf. So maybe before Zerika, the Din will be Tered. So it comes out from now Mishnah. If it's only talking about Kodshei Kedoshim, you have no proof to Ula what will be by Kodshei Kalim. So Moshe says, no, it's not true. For a Tesach, the end of our Mishnah says, Tesach Shlel Lishmo, and a Korban Tesach is the Kodshei Kalimu. And still it says, Amonu Lo Yerdu. So again, you see from our Mishnah, like Ula, even a Kodshei Kalim, that Lifnei Zriko, that it will be Amonu Lo Yerdu. So Moshe says, no, could be there's no proof. Maybe the Mishnah of Korban Pesach is talking about where it was brought, Shlel Lishmon, Venachnami, you already made this Rika. And therefore, there will be in him all the Lay David. But she says, Pesach Lay Tanya Lay Yellow, Asud Lishon Lishmok, the Tony Bosch, Shach Lishon Lishmon. But about it could be that there was a Rika done to it already. So therefore, the locker is him all the Lay Yerdu. But maybe before you make a Zerika, maybe there's no din of Mizbech Mekadish. Gemara says, Sefer Kitz, there's no proof in our Mishnah at Ula. Another Gemara says, Tanan, we learned, says in our Mishnah, Vechu lon she'olu, chayim legabi Mizbeach yordu. Anytime an animal goes up to the Mizbech when it's alive, lochul is eir yordu, you have to take it down. Even though it's a pasula, there's no din to keep it there, you have to take it down. Mashmo, Hoshkutin, Lo Yerdu. Mashmo, this Kodshim is posel, and then it has a Shechita, then there will be Lo Yerdu. So the Stam Mishnah, Mashmo, anytime you made a Shechita, the din is Lo Yerdu. So my love, isn't it a Raya that Loishma Kodshim Kodoshim, Loishma Kodshim Kalim? That the Mishnah tells the Klal, Mashmo, any Korban, even the Kodshim Kalim. So again, this will be a proof to Ula, that even by Kodshim Kalim, as long as you made a Shechita, that there will be a model Lo Yerdu, even before you made the Zerika Saddam. Smur says Loi, it could be the digas like this in the Mishnah, or Shchutin, but if you made a Shchit on the Korban, then it depends. In other words, if the Korban is alive, then at all times, any Korban, the din is Yerdu, you have to take it down. But if the Shchita, then it depends. Mayhem Yerdu, and Mayhem Lo Yerdu. It could be that certain times, being a Kodshei Kedoshim, will be Lo Yerdu. But sometimes means, or Kodshim Kalim, maybe will be Yordu. So could be there's no proof to law from our Mishnah. Fred Gemorai, Vokulim Ketoni, Mashm every single Korvin. Smor says no, Kulin Achayim, Kulin is only going Achayim. When the animal is alive, then the din is Tayrig, you have to bring it down. But it could be after Shechito, that there's a din of Zdech Mekadish, or could be then it's not Kulin, maybe then it's only some, only Kodshim Kedoshim, and not Kodshim Kalim. So Gemara says, no, Pshito, and the Chor Pshito, the Yerdu. As if the Chiddush and Mishnah of Kulam only goes on Chayim, that when they're all alive, so Chor Pshito should take it down. And Rashi says, the Avmin is the Chura that were going on even Kodshim Ksherim. So Chor Imolu, if it went up to Chayim, Pshito is supposed to take it down. There's no Chiddush in there. Because since it's Kosher, bring it down, make the Shchit in the right place, and then bring it up again. So what's the word Olam? It must be for the Diyek, that Hashutin, every single one of them, is Mizbech Mekadesh. Tzumar says, no, it could be Li'olam HaChayim. Could be when Mishnah says Lo'olam Kulam, and it says Kulam, it means Chayim. But all the animals that are alive, still you have to take it down. So what's the Chiddush Tachur Tachur Pshita? The Chiddush Tzumar says, Obdu Ken Shabayim, Falibadu Abikiva. The Chiddush is, even though this animal is a Balmum, that it has a split in its eye, and according to Abikiva Shita, the Yama that he says, that if Lamaisa after Shechita it was brought up to top of the Mizbeach, you leave it there. So that's the Chiddush. Now, this Balmum, if it's Chaim alive on top of the Mizbeach, the din is still you have to be Tered. This is the Chiddush. I would have thought to say, since I'll leave with Rav Kiva, the din is Imolul Yerdum. So this time I'll leave it there already. Like here, you don't have this Svara. Like, take it down the Manushach, and after you finish with it, do this, avoid this, you bring it back up again. Because here, since the animal is a Baal Mum, once you take it down, it's alive, you can't make a Shechita L'Chatchila. You're not supposed to do the avoiders to it. So I would have thought to say, here, leave it there, Rav Kiva. You're supposed to leave it there ready. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah now, that Kulam, any Baal Chai, even an animal that has a Bedukin Shabayim, that has a Mum in its eye, they'll leave it there, Rav Kiva. If it would have been after Shechita and Echnami, then the din would be is Leiterit. But the Mishnah is teaching us, now that Lamais is alive, any animal that's alive, the din is Teirid, you're not supposed to leave it there, look at Chila. So according to this Pshat, when it says V'kulam, like when the Mishnah says again, V'kulam sh'olu chayin l'rosh ha'mizbech, yerdu, so tell me now the Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Kiva, by Psulim. Zadigma says, the Maya Kimta, what are we talking about now? Bipsulim. Yes, so I'm going to say, for what does the end of the Mishnah say? V'chein oyla sh'ol s'chay l'rosh ha'mizbech. If a korban oyla that went up to the top of his bech when it's alive, Teirid, he should bring it down. Shoch to brush ha'mizbech. But let's say they made a shechit on the top of the mizbech. So the Mishnah says, yafshit, you should make the afshot to skin the animal there, v'yinateach, and cut it up into pieces there. Then claim it in the place. On top of the mizbeach, like you're not supposed to make the shechita there. But the avid, if you left it there, made the shechita there, so you can finish off the avodis. Now the question is, v'yi psula, bas hafshotav nituchi, if the end of the Mishnah is talking about where the korban was a balmum, was a psul, so the such halacha that after shechita you're supposed to make hafshotav nituach, no, you just can't burn it. There's no avodis. If the korban is posel, what does the Mishnah say to do the avoidance of skinning the korban olam and then cutting it up? The pasuk says, "V'nosach oiso amar achmona." So he darshin oisok shero for life sula that v'nituach is only a mitzvah to cut up a korban olam into pieces if it's shero, not if it's psula. So chutz mashma, the end of the Mishnah is talking about where it's shero. So it's not like we just said he wants to hear something about psula. Tumor says in Nostira. The end of the Mishnah, there are two cases. The first case, Tarki, is the Chiddush, is by a Baal Mum, Libet Rabbi Kiva. But Sefer, all the way to the end of the Mishnah, by the Oila, Sha'ila, also in the Ksheira, that's talking about a Korban Oila, that's Kosher. Is so, my Kumashmalim, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah then? The Yesh Hefshit Nituach, Peresha Mizbeach, that by the Yevon, if they made the Shechita on top of the Mizbeach, you're allowed to make the Havshata, skin the animal there, and cut it there. Samara says, the Chura, it's a Shaila, it's a Machlaikis. Well, the man, the Yama, according to Van Yama, we'll have later on, it says, Ein Havshit, v'nituach peresha mizbeach. No, you're not allowed to skin the animal, but cut it up on top of the mizbeach. Is so, Michael and Mema, what can you say then? The Chura, you're not allowed to do it, so what can you say? Samara says, according to this man, the Yama, Hocha, b'mayaskinen, you know what we're talking about, Kagoin shoy salashasa koishum, that this animal once had a shasa koishum, v'nifsla enechdam and became posel. And Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, the Yom that he says, kivon shenizrik adam, v'hurtsa bosa shrachas, that once you met a zrik as adam, and after zrik as adam, the din was supposed to be that the korban is kosher to make the aktoro, that you're supposed to be mafshit, skin the animal, and then a psul happened, and long as it was once b'shrachas that it was kosher, and then a psul happened, the din is yafshitenu v'yorul akanim. Still, you're supposed to make tafshato and give the skin to the animal. So the chiddush is of this on top of the mizbeach, we leave it there. Like Rashi says, liyolam kisholuk sheir v'chayim. We're talking about it went up alive. When we shashoch the brush from mizbeach, and then they made a shechit on top of the mizbeach for the eved. They weren't supposed to, but they did it. And then Bezorka Dama, they made a Zerika Saddam. So now really, according to this Mandiyom, you're not supposed to make Tafshoto on top of the Mizbeach. But still what happened was Nifsula. And now, after the Zerika Saddam, now they became a Psul. Zilkach Zifra, she says, this Mandiyom also agrees that Yavshet V'nitacha B'mkayma. They should make Tafshoto and cut it up in this place. The Mochus Lukas, if they take it down off the Mizbeach, Sulay Salka, you'll have no right to bring it up again. So when does that man the Yom say he's not supposed to make that shot and then the Tuach atop of the Mizbeach? That's only if it's a kosher animal. So we say, why do it on top? It's not Bekobadik, do it on the bottom. But over here, since the Kovim became Posel now, if you take it down, you can't bring it up again. So if even he agrees, you can make that shot and the Tuach now on top of the Mizbech. Ah, you had a question if it's Posel, for who there's no Hafshota. So the answer is, Kogoyin Shoyz Lashas HaKoyshe, Rashi says, La'afshet Kretim Surah, Bas Hafshav Netuachi, that since after the Zrika, the animal was kosher for its Hafshota Netuach, even though it became Posel, became Tommy then, still the din is, you're supposed to make Hafshota. And even if it would be Lamato, still even though the boss was Posel, you're supposed to burn the Boso, but our Kofon, you make Hafshota in order to give the skin to the Ghanim. The skin is not burnt, the skin goes to the Kahan. So you wrote, since it's on top of the Mizbeach, there's the mitzvah now to make Hafshota. You take off the skin to give it to the Kahanim, and since it's on top of the Mizbeach, that has the din of Mizbeach Mekadesh, that you have the right to burn it anyway, so therefore Mistami should also make the Nituach, cut it up into pieces, and then burn it. So that'll be Pshat in our Mishnah. According to Atman Diyoma, that says, Minastam by real Behemek Shaira, you're not allowed to make the Hafshota and the Nituach on top of the Mizbeach. But over here, that the korban became posel after this Zrika, he'll be moida, you're allowed to. Yeah, Emor answers, it also called the brother of Shemini, the Yoma, Kiva, Chenizra, Kadam, Vuhutsu, Bosa, Shrachas, Yashitan, the Yerla Kahanim. For the Gemara, so the Yellow Victoria, that's what we learned. Ketzad Oiso, what are you supposed to do? It says, Moirid Es HaKirbayim, is also to bring down the Kishka, the inside of the korban. Lamato, the case you made the shechit on top of the Mizbeach, so it says you're supposed to take down the inside of the kishkes and wash them out, that's the Gemayim Lamato, or Madichim. So the question is, normally, what do you have to do this for? Like if we're talking about now that the korban became posel, that after the Zrika Tadam it became posel, so for what purpose should we go and clean out the Kirbayim? The Rashi says, this is the Braisa, that's talking about an aloch of oyle sholse chayle mizbeach v'shochto. So it says, yashitanu. So, and after that it says, it's supposed to wash out the insides. So if we're talking about that it's possible like, so, when you bring it down, l'chura, you don't bring it up again. So why does it say, when you bring down the kirbay and the insides, you should wash it out? For what purpose should you wash it out? Then once you bring it off the mizbeach, there's no need to bring it up again. So you're not going to burn it anyway, so why should you have to wash it out? Samura says, the more that's the most question. Lomeli. Samura says, no, Hechi Nevi, what should we do? Nakrivinu Bipisrayu. Lamaisa became possible after the Shechita, after the Zrika. So what do you want to say now? Since it's on top of the Mizbech, he could burn it there. Like, even though it's possible, but it has Locha Mizbech Mekadish, she wants to say, Nakrivinu, we should burn it the way it is. Bipisrayu, mean the Kishkas with the dirt of it inside, with the junk inside it. Someone says, that we can't do. There's a pasuk in Malacha that says, "Hakriveyu no lefecho secho, hayirtzucho, or hayiso fonecho." Like, if you bring something to a king, do you bring it nice or not? Avad, you have to bring a nice thing. So my theory on the Mizbech, you're bringing it to Hashem, you can't be makri of the inside with the junk inside it. So even though it's up there, the Mizbech is makadishit, but you just can't burn it the way it is. Someone says, if so, Anan, we meant to ask it like this. Anan Ochi Kermin, we meant to ask like this. Madichan Lomeli, so true, we admit that you should not burn it up there, but just take it down. But once you take it down, for what purpose do you have to wash it out? Like the Manashoch, you can't bring it up now anyway, because once it's Yerdu, it's Loyalu. So now that you brought it down, now you're not going to burn it on the Mizbech anymore. So for now, for what purpose is there to go ahead and to clean it out? That's the most question. I'm not gaminim. Madichan Lomeli, why should we clean it out? So Mora says yes, because now that you brought it down, you have to be afraid. In Misrami Krein Achrini, let's say another Krein will come around. For Lo Yoda, he won't realize that this, like a Murim, is from the Posel Korban. And he'll think it's from a Kosher one. He'll think you're allowed to burn it. And Nafkinu, he'll take it up to burn it. So therefore, right now, we have to clean it out for him. But the Gemara, what kind of swar is that? Yanan Neku, Nevudu Lakana Milsum.